Game theory number 13, Epstein's world. This is an hour long. Well, 50 minutes long. That's a little bit too long for me. What is he going to say that I haven't already said? I feel like I wouldn't say a foremost expert, but I'd say I'm pretty well versed on the relationship between Epstein and the American government. I'll take a look at his comments. You can tell a lot from somebody's YouTube comments, you know.
Today,
oh, there we go. I don't know why it wasn't. Let me see. When the world needed him most, he posted weekly with no ads. A lot of people may not realize this. The fact that his channel has no ads shows real attention. Ah, they're mogging me. They're ethics mogging me. If I had lectures like this in high school, I wouldn't have skipped. It tells you a lot about the kind of person. Dear, my Professor Jiang is not suicidal. I don't know. It seems like it's all personality cult stuff.
What I want to show you is Jeffrey Epstein is one of the operators of the system. He works for the Rothschilds, as well as secret societies, as well as Church of Capital, and he is embedded in science, crime, and intelligence, okay? And again, the evidence is something called the Epstein Files. All right, so let's look at the Epstein Files.
I've heard about these.
Okay, so this is Jeffrey Epstein, and this is Donald Trump.
I've heard about these two.
All right. Jeffrey Epstein died in 2019 in a federal prison.
I have heard about that.
So. And he was being charged with many crimes.
Oh, fuck. He's going to spend a while.
And who he is. Okay, this is Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel, as you know, is one of the wealthiest men in America. And Peter Thiel and Jeffrey Epstein are arranging a time to meet. Again, by three wealthy families who are Jewish. And who are these three wealthy families? They're the Rothschilds, right? Then they're the Epsteins, me, and the Gutmans. So these three families, Rothschilds, Epsteins, and Gutmans, go way back centuries. All right? So Epstein is a member of one of the most powerful families in the world. All right?
So I guess like this kind of proves my point, right? It's not material analysis. It's just anti-Semitism. The idea that we're controlled by an elite cabal of people whose positions and power have been chosen by their hereditary status is laughable. You think the Jews were in control of Western society in the 1930s? Boy, did they miss a spot. Hundreds of years, really? You think the Epsteins have been like a powerful force for hundreds of years? A significant portion of the people who are wealthy in America today come from family wealth only within the past few generations. A ton of them got wealthy off of either colonial or like post-industrial endeavors. You know, their wealth and prominence is a modern phenomenon, you know? A ton of them come from Silicon Valley now. A lot of these people are from nothing. The Nephilim, not the Jews? Yeah, that's true. Anyway, it's just, geez, you didn't even watch him set up the analysis. Oh, fuck off. I've done this before with Jordan Peterson. You haven't read all his books. Yeah. Ancient dragons, blah-de-blah-de-blah. No, Jews have not secretly controlled the world for hundreds of years. I'm really sorry. It's just not. If they had, I don't think it would have gone down like that. I don't think it would have gone down like that. Not to mention, like, even if you did believe in the JQ, why are they fucking up so bad right now? Like, Israel has tanked its perception, not just across the world, like over the past couple of decades, but in America over the past couple of years since October 7th. If they were really capable of, I guess my point is like, the media and the politicians have been more or less in lockstep on this, and it hasn't changed the fact that American support for Israel has cratered, which makes you wonder, like, where the support lies or the form that it takes. Marx would argue that public support for Israel is a manifestation of the tendency for the dominant culture to represent bourgeois culture. But bourgeois culture over the past couple of decades has actually shifted towards the populist. Wealthy people used to distinguish themselves. 100 years ago, they acted and looked different. Now, the wealthiest people, they make brands out of themselves, wearing nothing more than like shorts and a black t-shirt. There's a sort of a regression to the mean, an interest in the wealthy to appeal to the sensibilities of the average person. Even very wealthy people like, the Trumps or Silicon Valley types or Elon Musk, they want to be famous online. In a way, their class interest is being sort of undercut by their personal desire for you know, acclamation or fame or validation or whatever, in a way that's not at all dissimilar to the ways in which we engage with social media. What's that old term, you know? Money talks, wealth whispers. Old money types, you know, you think of them like Succession, right? They live in their big mansions up in upstate New York, and they're quiet, you know, they move quietly behind the scenes. But nowadays, wealthy people are loud as fuck. I guess my argument is that Marx couldn't have predicted Twitter. You get me.
Now, Iranian and the Rothschild...
No, he does a framework applying Plato's allegory of the cave to the way billionaires shape our reality. Dog, that's like... that's like really 101. That's like middle school talk. That's like, what if we all live in a simulation? It's just not profound.
Bonds and says, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, right? It's just saying that the Jews created Hitler. And Epstein gets angry at him and says, no, it's 100% true, man. Hitler was selling his clothes and already living in a shelter funded by Jews. Epstein, Rothschild, Gutman, no conspiracy. It's really true, okay? The Epsteins, who are we? We're the Vienna bankers, all right? We've been around for the longest time. You, Rothschilds, think you're powerful? Well, we're powerful too, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's continue. All right, so the FBI is running an investigation on Jeffrey Epstein, and they created a file on him. And there's a confidential human source, a spy, basically, who they recruit to tell them who Jeffrey Epstein is and what his network is. And the FBI is...
You're such an elitist fucking prick, Flosh. This is from the same person who's... Okay, I'm sorry. My apologies. I apologize for being conceited to rising above the level of, like, elementary school conspiracy slop, I guess. At least I tried to.
By what they discover, okay? So, Amber, could you help me read, please?
Okay, all right.
War. Involved with Iran-Contra, okay? So
Instead, she looked at CHS and said...
Who are you?
Rothschilds! Alright? Alright. This is Libya. Alright. So, in February 2011, okay, this is July 2011, America starts bombing...
It's interesting how obsessed he is with the Jews. You know? Like, Epstein worked with tons of people, Arab Muslims, tons and tons of Christians. He only wants to talk about the Jews.
Libya.
It's like everybody, it is like everything I've seen from him. He keeps bringing it up over and over again.
Jeffrey Epstein and his friends are discussing how to make money out of this, right? Because they know that Libya has many assets frozen in American banks. So once a new government comes into place, then this new government will want the money back, right? And Jeffrey Epstein and his friends are like, let's do this for them and get a commission. Right? Can you read?
Understood.
I don't want to rope in the voice of some student or whatever.
As reserves.
Larry Summers, who is the president of Harvard University. This is Steven Pinker, one of Harvard's most famous scholars. And this guy is Jeffrey Epstein. Scholar. All right? Who's paying for this dinner? Probably Jeffrey Epstein. And you're like, what is happening here? And again, I keep on telling you guys this. You think academia is about pursuing truth, doing research. No, it's not. It's about protecting and justifying the status quo. It's about providing a network for powerful people to meet together and to work together. Okay? And the Jeffrey Epstein files reveals this, how corrupt academia and science are. It's all part of this huge transnational network, right? This grand alliance between science, crime, and intelligence in order to extract as much value from the world as possible, okay? These are parasites. And you're like, okay, how about Jared Kushner? Well, Jared Kushner's doing the same thing, guys.
So we found another Jew to talk about. What about Jared Kushner, the one like Jewish guy in on the big money extraction scheme of the Trump admin? Let's ignore all of the Christian evangelicals. Guys, it's just shaky posting. Like, again, anti-Semitism is the moron's material analysis, right? If you really think that the behavior of the wealthy is explained by ancient Jewish families, you're a fucking moron. There is an underlying structural cause to the behavior of wealth, but it really doesn't have anything to do with Jewishness. It's just, it's wealth, it's power accumulation. And the modes by which they operate go back millennia before capitalism. And they go back to, you know, I mean, in every like country and region. Like, I'll put it this way, okay? There were, at least to my knowledge, no Jews in like ancient China, but ancient Chinese governmental policy, philosophy, and culture were heavily dictated by the preferences, behaviors, and biases of the wealthy. They didn't have capitalism in ancient China. They didn't have Jews. Same basic patterns. You look back at it, same idea, every culture, every place. That's because this is how power works. It has nothing to do with Jewishness.
Okay? This is Jared Kushner, right?
Does Yang actually believe this, though, or is he just grifting? I think he's a grifter. To me, this screams grifter for sure. It screams like, I have found a credulous audience of idiots on YouTube who will buy my stuff. So we're doing like the easiest conspiracy slop. That's my idea, I guess. But I don't know.
Vladimir Putin, what are they doing? They're discussing peace in Ukraine. Because what Jared Kushner is saying to Putin is, listen, I can negotiate. Okay, I'm speculating, okay? I don't know, okay? But I imagine he's a real estate developer. So he's saying to Putin, hey, after this peace treaty happens between Ukraine and Russia, Ukraine will need to be redeveloped. So you should give opportunities to, you know, okay? Okay, so that's Russia. Uh-huh. Then you go to...
Wait, who's you know? Okay. Like, Jared Kushner is a Jew. But when we were negotiating with the Russian and Ukrainian governments to secure redevelopment contracts after the war ends, we were doing it on behalf of a suite of mining and mineral extraction companies that, I guarantee you, are majority owned by, like, white American chuds. So who's the you know? Like, Jared, like, we are 100% negotiating to exploit Ukraine following the end of the war. Absolutely. It's not a secret. Trump was bragging about it openly. But the companies that would profit from that extraction, likewise our invasion of Greenland, right? The mineral extraction companies that were interested in the contracts they would get there. Like, I don't think they're all Jewish companies. I could be wrong. Everything he posts about Jews. Professor Jiang says Islam was created by Jews. He says the Al-Aqsa Mosque is actually the Jewish Third Temple? What? Sure. Okay. He should tell Israel that, because they'd be really excited if they found that out. If they could find... Somebody should let them know. Dog, we built the Third Temple, I guess. He's just suggesting that Kushner would have been taking bribes, man. Okay, like every single member of the Trump admin? I don't understand the point. Like, his argument explicitly is that ancient Jewish families are the ones running things behind the scenes, but he's describing situations where America was just acting on behalf of the interests of its corporations. Not to say that's not bad. It is bad, but, like, what does that have to do with ancient Jewish families?
Iran! This is Jared Kushner, Steve Wickoff, and the Omani foreign minister. And before the attack against Iran happened, there were these peace negotiations between the Iranians and Jared Kushner and Steve Wickoff, who represent the Americans. So this guy, Steve Wickoff, during the negotiations, went on TV and said that, oh, the Iranians are trying to they're trying to enrich weapons-grade uranium.
Okay, hold on one second. Basketball chess, can you please stop having an emotional breakdown? You have to dial it back a little bit. There's a fine line, because if it gets too bad, I have to ban you for what I assume are mental health reasons. You have to dial it back a little bit. Oh, so Jared Kushner is innocent then. Oh, Jared Kushner is completely scot-free of any reprehensible behavior then. Are you fucking okay? Oh my god. Holy shit. In what context is the Jews are at the center of every conspiracy out of context? Maybe at the beginning of the video, Professor Jiang said, I'm going to straight up sling some fucking bullshit this video, okay? Everything from this point onwards is satire. If I missed that, then the joke's on me. The joke's on me.
As soon as possible, okay? So what Steve Wickoff is doing is he's sabotaging the peace negotiations. These guys are negotiating with the Iranians not to create a peace treaty, but to create a justification for war.
Wow.
All right. Oh, and also, this is
To critique the form here, in addition to the content, this is a really bad way of explaining stuff. It's so obvious that these aren't really lectures meant for Chinese high school students, but rather directed at Americans who already have a basic understanding of what he's talking about. Because why, in what other context would you just show, like, Kushner meeting with an Omani leader and be like, see, this was them preempting conflict with Iran? Like, you're not really substantiating your arguments or making a well-developed case. You're just kind of like gesturing at things that you know your audience is already aware of.
Sorry. Oh, crap. All right.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson was smarter than this, and his stuff did make more sense, for sure.
Jared Kushner, this is Sidney Paul, and this is Benjamin Netanyahu. What are they doing? They're discussing peace in Gaza. Why?
Gaza.
Because after peace happens in Gaza, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are going to lead a real estate team to develop Gaza into these luxury villas, guys. Okay?
See, like, he's not really substantiating what he's saying at all. He's just saying it, which, if you're an audience member here, you might watch this and go, oh, yeah, I remember that, or, like, I'm aware of this. But this isn't really how you would make a case for a point. Epstein's world? What does this have to do with Epstein?
So this is how the world works.
Oh.
All right? But again, there's a problem with the system. All right. So, okay, well, this is the way the world works. Now, the question then is, okay, if this is the way the world works, and Jared Epstein and Jared Kushner and others are the real power in the world, and they represent the elite, how do we know this? Why is the Epstein files in, like, out in the government website, right? Why is it that you can go on the Department of Justice and look at all these things? Well, because there's a problem with this system. Uh-huh. And it's this. This system is a parasite, right? So they are extracting value from the nation state. So other elites are asking themselves, why can't they be the parasites, but not us, right? So what's happening is a civil war between the elite, these people, and the counter-elite, people who want to take the position and become the parasites. Okay, and that's why we're seeing this conflict right now emerge in America. Right?
His handwriting does suck. I hate how he's explaining it. Well, he's not really explaining anything here. It's just kind of gesturing at the idea that there are different interests that compete. It's not really about anything. But it is, again, like, that's the fill-in-the-blank strategy that conspiracy authors always try to appeal to, right? You provide, like, a peppering of info that confirms your biases and let everyone fill in the nonsense to their own. It's why they rarely make specific claims, because if you got in the weeds in specific claims or a specific doctrine, people might start having disagreements over the exact application of their personal conspiracy theories. So if you keep everything vague, you just kind of, like, allow everyone to make their own custom fit. All right, people in chat, quit whining.
Wait a minute here. If the banks can print as much money as possible, why do we have poverty?
What? Right?
So that is the common answer, scarcity. We have poverty because of scarcity. But I already told you this. They can print money out of nothing. So money is infinite. So why do we have poor people then? Because we don't want people to all have money.
Oh. Damn, that's right. That makes sense, yeah. If they just add more printers.
The powerful people don't want that. And why? Because otherwise no one would work. The point of printing money is to create the illusion that money is valuable, and therefore you work hard in order to obtain it. But in order for me to make you want to get money, I need to create artificial misery.
This is why everyone's life got so much better after 2020, because the Biden administration allowed for a policy of quantitative easing. If you go back, like, 2008, they increased the money supply dramatically and everyone's life got better because they produced more currency. Romania is the richest country in the world. Everyone's sleeping on Zimbabwe, man. Zimbabwean currency through the damn moon. They're printing $1 billion currency marks over there. Turkey's about to go crazy. I hear things are going really well over there, yeah. All right, he's stupid, I get it. God, he's so close to not saying retarded shit, it's so infuriating. That's how conspiracy theorists always are. They're always like that. Moon landing conspiracy theorists talk about how the United States was lying about its military procurement and technology in order to get one up over the Soviets, which is true. And then they lead it to the moon landing conspiracy. 9/11 conspiracists talk about how Bush was gunning for a war in the Middle East anyway, and how he was looking for a justification, which is true. And then they go for the whole, like, you know, bombs planted in the towers thing. Like, they always, always, always do that. Everything. If you watch Alex Jones, a ton of the stuff that he says sounds like it's brushing close to being true, but he's always wrong. But you'd have to be a real rube to watch Alex Jones and be like, oh, wow, this guy's like going to be a leftist any day now. Alex Jones thinks that consumerism is a tool of the elite used to keep people pacified. He believes in bread and circuses. Oh, my God. He's going to have a red pill moment any day now. He's going to read Marx. He's going to be woke. This is the future elites took from us. Don't show Professor Jang this. He might come his fucking pants. Why even print the 2, 3, or even 4 digit bills when you're printing a $100 billion bill, man? What's the point even? New topic. Now, let's just talk about that forever. He also thinks Jews were invented by the Persians. But I thought the Jews invented Islam.